We're joined in the media center by top fuel leading qualifier Brittany Force, who had a track elapsed time record run of 3.683 seconds and a track speed time of 331.36 miles per hour in the second session to move up from the ninth spot. It's been a bit of a roller coaster season for you. You've been kind of on the rise. How good does it feel now to kind of have this run give you a little bit more confidence?
You know, it really has been a tough season for the Monster team since, you know, our final round in Phoenix. And we've really been struggling since then trying to find our way back. But we went testing in Indy a few weeks ago, and we found the problem. So I knew going into Topeka that we had that problem fixed. Unfortunately, we went out early, but I said this weekend, this is going to be our weekend. You know, we've been stuck in a hole, and we're climbing our way out, and we're going to climb our way back to the top, but we got our race car back.
How did it feel out there in that, having that run? Did it feel as good as it was?
You know, it was a crazy run. I mean, the track, it's just, you know, hauling all the way down there, it was quite a ride. Every track is different, though, so, you know, you have to expect that going in, that it's not going to be the same feeling as, you know, last weekend. But got down there, hopped down on the other end, and they told me that, you know, we were number one, so that's exciting for me and the team, and we're ready to see what we can do this weekend.
Terrell, do you have anything?
You personally have had great success here, but your team has on the funny car side. How big of a feather in the cap would it be to hold on to the number one and kind of carry that momentum into Sunday, hopefully get a win here?
You know, that's exactly our plan, to keep that number one spot going into race day. We want as many points as we can get, and we want to win the thing on Sunday. You know, if we don't end up number one, that's fine. All I care about is winning on Sunday, and that's what we're going for.
Your sister's also provisional number one, and Erica Enders is number one in pro stock. So
I know it's pretty awesome to see that, you know, all the ladies are number one. That's something, you know, very special. So maybe we could all get the job done this weekend and have an all-girls winner circle. That would be just outstanding, and it's cool. Congrats to Erica and Courtney. She's had a rough day, but the number one's got to make her feel a little bit better.